Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, HOLO is here to help. HOLO is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, HOLO has something for everyone. HOLO is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.holo.app/breadbox.
Hello, everyone. Great to be back. I'm still in Houston, staying at Kelly and Matt's house, and I'm just giving a shout out to the kids, Brooke and Jake. Oh my gosh, they are such a beautiful family. I'm so blessed with all of the spiritual companions that I have met along my journey, especially out traveling and speaking. I'm beyond grateful for the love and support that I've received, especially from the Axe Sisters, the retreat that I attended a year ago in March. A bunch of them were at the prayer retreat that I led yesterday, and then we went out to dinner. Two of them have had me over at their houses, and it's just so loving and warm. But what happens when some of our friends betray us and they hurt us? They lie to us, they cheat on us, they steal from us. That is super hard to deal with, isn't it? I've had my own battle with forgiveness. And in today's reading, that was what jumped out at me and I had to meditate on a little bit. Matthew chapter 6, verse 7 through 15. At the very end, it says, "If you forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions." Now, there was one time in my journey where I had resentment against some people. Someone was in my family and another person I worked with. And when I heard that in the gospel and it was spoken about in great length on the radio, I didn't know what to do. Because at that time in my journey, man, I was falling into serious sin all the time. Even though I knew that it was serious sin, I still fell. I would run to confession and I would say those words feeling so upset and weak and pathetic. And I kept saying, "God, I don't know what my problem is. Why can't I stop doing this?" So there are two things about forgiveness. You have to forgive yourself. And you have to forgive others. This goes for you. And let's take ourselves. When we fall, when we do bad things, when we hurt others, don't we want forgiveness like immediately? We're dying. We made a mistake. We said something in the heat of the moment. We didn't mean to hurt that person the way that we did, but we did. So we crave their forgiveness as quickly and as soon as possible so that we can alleviate that hurt in our heart. So when someone does something to us and they're repentant or they're needing forgiveness, and maybe they're not repentant, maybe they don't even know that they hurt you, maybe they don't care that they hurt you, that is the part where we have to call on God to give us that forgiving heart, to show us how to love our enemies as ourselves and to love ourselves as God loves us. Forgiveness is not easy, but I should rephrase that. Let me say this. Forgiveness is easy with God, with that grace. If you go to God and say, you know what, I cannot forgive this person because I still have all this resentment and, you know, just disdain for that person in my heart. Every time I think of them, I have bad, icky feelings. Or yourself, I can't forgive myself because every time I think about what I did, I feel gross and dirty and like I've really hurt you, God. And those are good feelings. I think there's something to be said about having remorse for ourselves or knowing that we were hurt by somebody else. The only way that we can get over those feelings is by God changing our hearts. God needs to be active in forgiveness. You need to ask God to help you forgive because otherwise you're just going to say it. Lord, I want to forgive. I've had this happen to me. I am speaking from experience. I know I need God's forgiveness and confession. There's no question. I love confession. I go every week. And back then, I was falling into serious, serious sin. And I was upset with myself. And that was also when I realized, wait, I can't change me. I'm trying, clearly. I'm trying to do it on my own will. But I know that I want to change, so at least I have that going for me. Now I just need to get that supernatural, almighty God power in my life, right? He's the one that's going to transform my heart, transform my actions, my words, my view of the world, and my view of other people. So that should be the prayer that we have every day. If we have resentment in our hearts for ourselves or for somebody else, it's like us drinking poison to harm that other person. And of course, us drinking poison for ourselves because we're feeling so guilty is harming us. God is merciful. Do not feel that God is this almighty punisher because he just put this love and his precepts and commandments out there to help us live happier, more peaceful, and loving lives. So it's not rules. It's rules for life. It's rules for love. And you'll find the more you work on those virtues, the more you work on those lifestyle changes and changing your heart with God's help, you will see with open eyes, oh my gosh, this is what it's all about. This is how life is supposed to be lived. With love and caring and being kind to people. And yet at the same time, forgiving all of those who are around us who are hurt. Maybe they don't know the love of God. Maybe they had a really bad day and they just took it out on you. Maybe they are so insecure in their lives that they need to talk about you and say bad things about you. I've been that person. I've been the insecure one. And I'm talking not in a teenage, you know, younger part of my life. I was like that then too. But even when I was in the professional life and in the career world, I was always concerned about whether other people were judging me, thought I was smart enough, appreciated what I did in my job. So when it comes down to us being insecure, I'm sure that that's possibly why other people are speaking about you, because they're insecure, they're broken, they don't know the love of God. So it's our duty as Christians to love them, to forgive them, and we cannot do it without God. So if you're struggling with forgiving yourself, or if you are struggling with forgiving someone else, know that those feelings of disdain and hatred and remorse and guilt and shame are not from God. God wants to love you. God wants to transform you. God wants you to come to Him for all of this. So let's do that If you're dealing with something today, let's go there. If something happens to you today, let's go immediately to God and say, Lord, I forgive that person. Even if you don't feel it in your heart, in the name of Jesus Christ, I forgive XYZ for doing XYZ. And the more you get into the process of that, the more you call on Jesus, the more your heart is going to change and you are going to see people differently. You're going to see yourself differently. We are all children of God. We are all to be loved just as if we were the only ones on this planet. God loves us that much. He's waiting to help you. All you have to do is go run fast with your arms wide open. Abba, Father, Daddy, please pick me up. Put me in your loving arms. Change my heart so I can love people like you love me and myself. All right, everyone, have a blessed and inspired day.
I feel silly trying to make up prayers myself. My mind starts to wander as I'm speaking to God. I just don't have time to pray. Do you recognize yourself in any of these statements? If so, we have a book for you. In Pray Fully, best-selling authors Michelle Fanley and Emily Jaminet share the rewards and frustrations of their own prayer journeys to create a practical guide that combines testimonies, tips, and journaling space to help you spend quality time with God. Whether you want to learn how to pray aloud in a group or stop your mind from wandering during prayer, Fanley and Jaminet have practical advice and the real-life experience to help you overcome obstacles to everyday prayer. Head over to AveMariaPress.com and use code LEARN2PRAY, that's LEARN, the number 2, PRAY, to get 20% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.